Okay, so I figured the Heilige Yom Tov passed of Pesach, and we can't let it go without grabbing a couple of things that I saw over Yom Tov, which are out of this world. And instead of telling everyone individually, so just put them out there. Aside from the fact that when Bnei Yisrael took the Bizas Mitzrayim, they weren't just only taking the physical, but they were drawing out the kochos of Ruchnis, which hopefully every single year we could have the Biza Sayam, Biza Mitzrayim, as we go away from Pesach. They had something trapped there, which every nation has certain kudosh trap that we take from them, and that's what, I forgot exactly how it goes, but Bnei Yisrael Mamish took like everything, that's why they were totally wiped out in the Yom Tov. So as I was going through, it's not like the old days where I could take a Haggadah and go from beginning to the end, starting with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You guys should definitely do that. But Erev Pesach, I started with Asapra Kvodecha, and turned out to be Gavaldig, in case you're looking for a good Haggadah next year. So here are a couple of Nakudas that came up in there. First of all, that it is Gishmak to be a Yid, like the Nigun goes. To be, yeah. Firstly, a guy came to the Chazon Ish and he looked upset when he entered. So the Chazon Ish looked at him and said, "Do you know that it says, Ata bechartanu mikol ha'amim? You, Hashem, chose us from every nation. How could anyone ever be upset if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all the other nations? And if we all felt like we were really chosen, the choice aspect of it has disappeared a little bit, but every time we say Ata Bechatanu, reminds us of the choice." Rav Simcha Bonim says that what is pshat in Varum Amtanu Mikol Lashonos? Pashut pshat is that, you know, we speak differently, we're exalted, the way our method of dibur, probably a lot to say about it. Rav Simcha Bonim says the pshat is Varum Amtanu Mikol Lashonos. It is impossible to describe how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meromim us, how much He uplifted us. It's Varom Amtanu. You want to just try to describe it? It's Mikol Lashonos. It's beyond all Lashonos. Yeah. But so that's in terms of Atabachatanu and Varom Amtanu Mikol Lashonos. In the Yanim of Chinuch, we know the. I was figuring if Yaakov was here, he'd be like, you know, it's not Pesach anymore. I'd be like, alright, fine. So tell Yaakov he missed Pesach for me. He'd be like, well, it's not Pesach. So tell him about the Bizas Hayam. There's four sons, and they're all different. I had gone through it before, you know, before Yom Tov, maybe we would have done this beforehand, but either way, if it's a good Torah, it's Mispashit B'likvu. So, what's the Nekuda of four different sons? The Nekuda is that they're different, and that everybody thinks differently, everybody learns differently, everybody understands differently. The Gemara says, just like no one's face is the same as the next guy's face, nobody's das is the same as the other guy's das. So Vachana Masuman says, imagine there's one clothing store in town, and the guy at that clothing store only orders one size for the entire town. They're going to be foolish. There's going to be tall people walking in with short clothing. There's going to be short people walking out with long clothing. The big people, little people, it's totally off. It would be obviously a big mistake. He says, so too in chinuch, that it's not, there's not one size that fits everybody. It's chanuch l'nar al-pi darko. What also hit me is that we're also being mechanech ourselves. Whenever we're looking around, we're growing people. That's what we're doing here. And if we look at other people's growth and try to apply it to us, it's like trying on somebody else's clothing. It's probably not going to fit. Maybe there's people who have similar sizes in there. It's what you can, oh, that's, you know, that's a nice piece of clothing. I'd like to get one that fits me. I mean, you would never put on exactly the same thing as the other person. So we have to realize that we think differently. We are different than other people. And there's a specific mahalach and avodas Hashem for each person out there. We're mechanic ourselves in that way. The Rasha. People don't like talking about bad anymore. It's just fine to be positive and speak more about Ava than Yer, but we have to realize also that there's Musagim of evil out there. So listen to the following Maise. A Darshan, who was a maskil and a kofar, came to the town of Brisk and he wanted to give drushes. And Reb Chaim got wind of it, and he said to everyone in town, do not let this guy in, don't let him give a drusha, nothing. So the guy realized that this is what happened, and he comes to Reb Chaim, and he says, you know, this is my parnasa. And, you know, if you take away from me, I have no way to even finance myself. And he says, also, I could tell you my entire drusha, and you'll see it's all al pi chazal, and you sold us of, you know, of Torah, and there's nothing that is off in the entire drusha. So, you know, imagine if it was us, it's like, you know, no, the guy's got two good tennis, right? He's not going to say anything that's wrong. It's not negatively affecting anybody. And this is parnasa, like, so we'd probably give in at that point, you know, because of the accepting society that we live in, which is good at times. Says Reb Chaim, you could have a piece of meat that is kosher, lemahadrin, badatz, whatever you want. If it's cooked in a treif kli, it is treif.
Wow.
Wow. This kalim, yeah, ruchnius is not just, you know, a mathematics equation. You know, there's more that goes into it. There's hashpa. This is the same thing in nigunim. Like, what's wrong with a nigun? Let's say it doesn't even have any words. So there's a hashpa. There's a kli. We are each a kli. Hopefully, we're being mevashel bevadiga things in ruchnius and spreading them to the world. But we have to realize, and this is very important for looking around the world and who we listen to and who we don't listen to. Because an innocent description of an event could really be a total kfira experience. Right? There's no Ravona Shalom, there's no Ashkecha Pratis, there's no Amuna. The Yud Gimel Ikrim could go out the window in one conversation with one person. This is not to say that everyone is now Russia and we can't like anyone, talk to anybody. But we have to realize who we're makabel from. And who we're not makabel from? We're certainly not makabel from every single publication out there, which is probably full of things that are not for our ears, b'chlal. And forget about the non-kosher, but even the kosher stuff, it's you know, this is the idea of a haskama. The haskamas became a little bit of a joke now because, like, you know, there's like 50 haskamas, and who are they from? Do they even know them? Like, you know, they showed the Sefer to Reb Chaim, and he said this or that. The idea of haskama is, I know that this person is a kli that could be mevashal something in a kosher way. They haven't been boleya, because you don't even know what a person has been boleya and where they're coming from. So, like Alex said, wow. Reb Chaim.
That's amazing.
Right?
He's amazing. He's
amazing. Gevaltig geschrieben. The next one's also gevaltig geschrieben. There's always this taina on, certainly on Siddur Shayidin, and even on Yeshiva Shayidin, because we try to dress a little bit differently, or maybe a lot differently. And what's the Indian? The Indian is that it says in Kedusha, Hein Ga'alti Eskam Achas Kereishis, Nesuch Tzvayim, that the Geula that's coming is going to come because of similar things that came in previous Geulas. And what do we know of Geulas Mitzrayim? They did not change their names, their language, and their dress. So another maskil, I guess it could be that back in the day people were more open about, like, I'm a maskil and I'm a kofer, so, like, you knew to bring out all the ammunition on them, like, of time. Now, it's, I guess it could be a little more dangerous that, like, you don't know if a person's coming from a, like, I really don't believe in what you believe in or they are. Either way, maskil, like, enlightened person comes to Rav Simcha Bunim, Nipshisch, and he says, you guys say, you know, you're dressing a Yiddish dress, and it's like, do you think that Avram Avinu really wore a shtraimel and a bekesha? And this taina I have heard in one form or another from many people. A hat, a this, a that, anything that somebody puts on as a frum levush, right? People say, like, do you think that, and in a sense they're right, they're trying to be ma'or the nakuda of your halig kite, doesn't come from Chitonius, it comes from Pnevius. Absolutely correct. Which maybe we could be Mayach on another time, because there is Chashivas to the Chitonius too. He says, do you think Avram Avinu dressed that way? Come on, he was like trying to be Mezalzel on the whole Levush of Yidden. So the Rebbe said, what Avram Avinu dressed like, I have no idea. But what I do know is that he looked around at all the Gaim and did not dress like them. Because there is an Indian. Whether this is exactly the Indian or not, But to do away with the entire Indian and say, like, you know, since I don't know which Lavush Avon Vito is wearing, so, you know, what they're wearing in Mitzrayim. So, you know, what some groups did is they said, fine, we're just going to choose this. It's dignified. We're gonna take that Lavush. But at least to know that, we're not subject to what every person comes up with. Okay, this now looks good and that doesn't look good and this is new and that's old and like all this stuff. It's like Avraham Avinu, Rav Simcha Bunim, they looked around and they said, fine, you know. Not to say that we're, not allowed to be with the times. We have to realize that the times are not us. We could, like Rav Yom Tov Glazer once said, you could be with it, but not in it. That's how you approach the world. Which also Rav David Kaplan said it, a Gevaldige Meisa. Rav David Kaplan said there was once a guy who approached a Haredi looking Jew who was, you know, the hat and the long dress and the beard and everything. And he, you know, he decided, I wanted to tell this guy a little piece of my mind because I'm not into the way they dress. So the guy comes over to this Haredi looking Jew, and he says, you know, you got to get with the times a little bit. This is like very old. Why do you do this? It's embarrassing. Like, I'm also a Jew, but look at me. I look like much more normal. So this guy looks back at him and says, sorry, sir, but I'm Amish. It's like, I'm so sorry. Really, I respect the Amish people because they keep to their tradition and they're really amazing in the way that they, you know, follow all that they believe in and they won't let anyone shake their... Maven Yavin.
I heard that story from my Rebbe and Ersa Myers, whose stepfather-in-law was Rebbe Abraham Chorsky, who supposedly this had happened to, and it was a woman. And when he was on the, and she was like yelling at him because he's dressed in the chassid. And so she was yelling at him, he said that as he was Amish. And so she was apologizing, and then, like, whatever, the rest of the bus ride, or wherever it was, and then he's about to step off, and he picks up his hat and says, would it really be so bad if I were a Jew?
Wow,
then,
wow. Is it written up somewhere?
I've heard the story before, and then I heard it again from the Rebbe saying that happened to Rebbe Jatorsky, who was his stepfather.
So he, meaning it was like a shtick that he was pulling Dafka.
Yeah. He said would it really be so bad if I were a Jew? And he took off his hat and he had a yarmulke.
So it could be that's the way that David Kaplan said it. I don't know. It was like a while ago, but good mice, all right.
So hypocritical. It's like, I expect you.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Shvi Yishal Pesach. What can we take with us from Shvi Yishal Pesach? So yeah, it's the Shabbos of Pesach. It's the of our Amunah. If you look in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Nun Aleph Sif Katan Yud Zayin, he brings from the Zohar Kadosh, because in Shri Shal Pesach Kriyas Yam Suf Shira Sayam V'yomar Shira Sayam B'Simcha, say Az Yashir B'Simcha V'yidme B'dayito Ki'ilu B'Osa Yom Avar B'Yam. Every single day we're supposed to stand there and think, it's as if I just crossed the Yam Suf. Va'omer b'simcha mochlin lo avonosav. And a person who says it gets mechilas avonos if he says it's b'simcha. So the big question is, how can we do such a thing? It's like, we could try, I mean, assuming that we got the davening early enough, and that we're actually saying the words b'kavana, and we pause for a second. It even brings this quote from the Zohar, Mishnah Brura, in the Art School Siddur. Maybe at least tomorrow morning all of us can have a little practical come out of it. Pause for a second and try to be medama a little bit that there was a Kriyas Yam Suf, which, fine, there's something to work about. I remember one time I picked up a CD. I was so excited because there was a CD that was all about this topic. You know, saying as Yashir, as if I had some quote from this Mishnah Brura. I popped it in my thing and it was a Yiddish CD. And I tried the first like five lines, and then I lost it. So, not sure. There's some good shir in Yiddish out there about this, but recently, the Halakha Imre Shimshon. I showed this to you guys once. So good. It's Rav Pinkus is like Torahs, but brought Bekitzer, and on all different types of inyanim. So recently, B'siyata D'Shemaya, I got to the part about Shira, and he speaks about Kriyas Yam Suf, and he answers this question. Hine lemdunu chazal, de kishaba adam lebeso. when a person comes to his house or parents' house or dorm, hine aruch lefanav kol tov, could look around and see that he has everything that he really needs for that day. Lo chaser lo lo mezonos v'lo bigud, he has what to eat, he has what to wear. Lo levnei beso, it's a shem to, you know, his whole household. Harei zeh kriyas yamsuf mamish. This is a form of kriyas yamsuf. Or he doesn't even say a form, he says, this is mamish kriyas yamsuf. A little bit of machshava. That's a big yisod in the bonus Hashem. A little bit of machshava, which we have almost done away with because we're so busy moving from one thing to the next. A little machshava for a second, like we sit down here together to think. B'tzorach kol echad lehisraga. We got to get ourselves used to it. Kishaposeach es mekarer o aron v'bayis. You pick, open up the fridge. You open up a cabinet. V'ro Hashem. Birchas Hashem, kol tov, you see Hashem's brachas, yis'akev regav yom la'atma, just stand there for a second and say, me'ayin li kol zeh, u'minosan li zeh, so they're probably going to say, well, you know, my parents bought it, my wife bought it, or I put it there, I got it from the store. We have a lot of terutzim, but it's not the amkas of the Indian, obviously. Kamachin v'chesed parishkan, this is an unbelievable chesed from Hashem. However it got there is ultimately from a kosh brachu. V'yachlani lehanos mizen, I could benefit. V'arei eini kedai afilu mashu mikol zeh, I'm not worthy of this. V'yakir bazeh v'yashiv aliva afilu lerega lomer shira. It's a moment of shira. So I want to copy this, believe me or not, and put it on my fridge. So at least I have the potential to remember. V'od sham b'divir chazal. And anything that, you know, even if you buy something from the snack machine, you know, to attribute it to the bonus shalom is possible. Even though it seems like I just took this dollar, I earned this dollar, I got it from somewhere, I put it in the machine, it came out of the machine. The Meister of Victor Miller said a bracha on something to eat, and he was neflo sabori, kol kulo. Va'od sham d'ver chazal. Another thing, even more basic. Amar Abilazar ben Azariah, kashin nekav shalom kriyas yamsuf. A person's digestive system and the ability to go to the bathroom is like kriyas yamsuf. Gamzu alech v'maisel adam ba'leva. The pilei plarim of the human body, ein machal baruch Hashem, a person is, it doesn't have a machla, ve'ein mashautzas upsosuch aguf lesos adam, is that his whole system is not messed up? It's a functioning system. Hinei misakna hu bekaus b'chesed rachum. He's a kodesh baruch hu chesed to us that is rachum. Haribosu gam over a kriyas yamsuf. It's another form of kriyas yamsuf. V'kama tzorach ulomar is birchas hashiyatz b'slavas shaladol hakodesh baruch hu. So forgetting about the actual yamsuf, we have our food, kriyas yamsuf. We have our system, which Hashem gave us, a kriyas yamsuf. For our kasher, so then he brings this mishavur the zohar. For our kasher, akadmonu beinyan say the tzias aboker, tzias yamtzach milu mila. Say it slowly, word by word. Benom etam bekavana gedola, a lot of intent. Kiru atzam avar yam, but who shleimus gedola el nefesh? That's going to be mashlemas in a big way. Mechaper on avonos zochem is lasid lavo and be able to sing to Hashem lasid lavo. Amna mihu zeh sheyuchol beemes lashir shir seyam baragasha mitis kilo aver hu batzos. So he asked his kash to say it. To say it about that kriyas yamsuf is very difficult. Avon mikol makom karv lanu ma'od lashir al kol kriyas yamsuf sheover melenu b'chenu kol yom v'yom. We can recognize kriyas yamsuf within our daily schedule every day. Lahodos ulahala lakadosh baruch hu. So that's what you can take from us, that Kriyas Yamsuf is not a one-time thing, it's a everlasting thing. And last nakuda here from Rav Wolfson, a friend of mine sent this to me, Danny Newman. The Mashgiach of Moshe Wolfson Shlita quoted the following midrash at Nidas HaChag Suda this Pesach. Listen to this midrash. Rav Yitzchak said, during the year that Mashiach will be revealed, all the nations of the world will be starting up with each other. I don't know, I wonder where this medrash is, because it doesn't say where. The king of Persia, which is today Iran, will start up with the king of Arabia, which is Saudi Arabia. These are like parentheses. The king of Arabia will go to Edom, which is America, to ask for help, and he will return. The king of Persia will return and will destroy the entire world. Today we know this could happen. And all the nations will make a tumult and will be very confused, and they will fall on their faces, and they will experience the likes of birth pangs. And the Jewish people will make a tumult and will be confused, and they will say, where should we go to? Where should we come to? And he, Kadosh Baruch Hu, will say, my children, Do not fear. Everything I did for your sake. Why are you scared? Don't be scared. The time for your redemption has come. It's almost like, it sounds like the Midrash was written based on the news, right? The Mashgiach elaborated. The world situation has never been as close to the fulfillment of this Midrash as it is today. What was the purpose of us having this Midrash? And what benefit is the knowledge that it seems very likely that Mashiach is imminent? And Rav Wolfson gave a shiur about this Erev Rosh Hashanah this year. Similar point about many times we say Mashiach sounds like it's going to come now and then and different simanim. The answer is so that we should be very careful not to ruin this opportunity. There have already been many opportunities for the coming of Mashiach which were ruined. Each of us is responsible to contribute our effort to bring Mashiach through Torah, Tefillah, and Chesed primarily, and this is what many think is appropriate for tonight. It is important to focus on reciting Shiras Hayam each day with special concentration and joy. So like the Rambam boy said, did you see the video of the Paraduma that they found in Lakewood? Which is funny that, like, of all places, you'd think it'd be in, like, Wyoming or something. So Lakewood is, you know, get ready for being
there. What's the actual Paraduma? Like, what's the...
I mean, you can watch the video. I don't know any more than what it says in the video. But so the Rambam boys are, like new, so, like, so this is it, right? So some people look at it as an opportunity, like, oh, like, I don't really need to do anything. I just need to have a simon like this, and then boom. Other people say this is such a like a taina, a tviya on us. Like, look, it's in place, it's there. But are we there? It should be more of a simon of what we need to do than what the world needs to do. It's like, okay, but like no kash bachu, like we're ready. We have, you know, all these different simanim that people are always pointing out. But Lamaisa, and this is why it's nice to hear from Wolfson. So what do? You don't need to do anything wild. Shira Sayam every day. We extended it to Shira Sayam throughout the day. So just a reminder of the Nakudas. Hashem chose us. We don't have to ever be upset. Even if we get upset, it could be Maki, or at least the chosen. Beyond all the Shonos, nobody is the same. We mechanech ourselves that way to become kalim that are kosher and only be makabel things from kosher kalim, to realize what the seviva is around us, what they do and what we do is different, and Shira Sayam will be then we'll be ready. What we need to be ready to take that paradum and Beis HaMikdash and do what we need to do, like the guy says, so we send it to Eretz Yisrael and we'll all send ourselves to him. Yeah.
Yeah.